SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. President Biden says there must be a path toward peace once the Israeli-Hamas crisis is over, and he's calling for renewed efforts for the so-called two-state solution. But Saturday at the Republican-Jewish Coalition Summit in Las Vegas, GOP presidential contenders sharply criticized Biden's policies and what they see as a failure by Democrats to condemn anti-Semitism across the U.S. Former President Donald Trump says he believes the violent Hamas incursion would not have happened if he were still in the White House.
You've got to be strong, otherwise they're going to be taking over and they're going to be doing things that you wouldn't even believe. When I'm back in the White House, America's enemies will now once again, and they're going to know it, that if you try to kill our citizens, we will kill you. We will kill you.
At that forum, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if he is elected president, he would not allow refugees from Gaza to live in the United States. Also, at srnnews.com, Boeing continues to insist it is losing millions of dollars on that contract to build two new Air Force One planes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The aircraft maker recently reported a $482 million loss on its contract with the Air Force to build two new presidential jets because of higher estimated manufacturing costs. 5 years ago, Boeing agreed to a fixed-price contract to build two new planes to serve as Air Force One and replace the current fleet, which is 31 years old. According to the Air Force, the first new presidential plane is expected to start flying in 2027, several years behind schedule. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A new survey revealing what American teenagers believe about God and the Holy Bible.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center, and they indicate that 69% of adolescents agree with the statement that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. However, only 35% believe that sin is real, and just 36% believe that the only solution to sin is Christ's death on the cross. The national survey also indicates that only 1 in 4 teens believe the Bible is true. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has leapt to a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff GOP presidential caucuses in Iowa, now less than 3 months away. Iowa's evangelical pastors and faith leaders are participating and calling on people to take a close look at their statements. This is SRN News. Authorities in Maine were alerted weeks ago about veiled threats by the man who would go out and carry out, rather, the worst mass shooting in that state's history. The alert was sent in mid-September to be on the lookout for Army Reservist Robert Card because of his threats against fellow soldiers. Meanwhile, the victims' families are speaking out.
He was just a gentle person. He loved everybody. Everybody loved him, no matter where he went. He made friends that quick with somebody.
And William Brackett Sr. adds that his son, William Jr., would never hurt anybody. He says he has a lot of anger toward gunman Robert Card, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And another woman, Angela Turgeon, the niece of a victim, Tricia Silent, said it's good to be able to go out and mourn as a community now that the gunman is gone. More details at srnnews.com.